trying to iron out finishing touches. Attention there left Air Force One without stairs for the first family to descend. Then the stairs and red carpet did not align. But the President and First Lady made the best of it, meeting the King and taking in sounds of cannons and the sight of U.S.-made and Saudi-purchased jets overhead, trailing red, white, and blue exhaust. After ceremonial coffee, the President and King rode into Riyadh together. The leaders signed an agreement on $109 billion in new U.S. arms sales to the kingdom and $200 billion of Saudi-backed investment over 4 years in U.S. infrastructure projects. Saudi princes posed with numerous U.S. defense industry executives to celebrate. At a meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Nayef, the president sounded upbeat.
Tremendous investments into the United States and our military community is very happy, and we want to thank you.
No U.S. president has made Saudi Arabia or any Muslim country their first foreign visit. Mr. Trump did so with two overarching goals: challenge Iran's military influence in the region and recruit majority Muslim countries to do more in the battle against ISIS and Al-Qaeda affiliates in the Middle East and North Africa. Secretary Tillerson.
This growing partnership is really grounded in trust. Trust between our two nations that we are pursuing the same objectives.
Scandals and investigations followed the president here. Tillerson was asked about a Washington Post report that the FBI had identified a person of interest inside the Trump White House as part of its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
I do not have any information or knowledge regarding the person of interest that's been referenced.
En route here, the White House did not deny another report that President Trump told Russian officials he fired FBI Director James Comey because he was, quote, a nut job, and that dismissal took some of the pressure off the Russian probe.